Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, second class, March 17, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Also, we want to remind you that Saturday the 30th, the evangelism team will be going out to Indian Springs. We have been invited out there every year since the boys were going to school out there and Deb was teaching out there and I was coaching out there. And of course, Debbie wound up being the women's coach, won the state championship. That's a damn good coach there. Well, the community kind of welcomed us. They welcomed us. They knew we were Christians. They knew I was the pastor of a church here. And I had the privilege of giving the gospel to all those kids that were competing out there in track and field. And after we left, kids that went on to, well, they went to UNLV, and Deb came into town and teaching in town. They invited us every year to come back at Easter time, and if we would give the person that invited us out to give the gospel was the pastor of the church there. Happens to be a woman, and she invited us out, and I thought, this is great, because at least they're going to hear the grace gospel. Every year, all these years, they keep having us come back out. So the evangelism team will be going on Saturday the 30th to Indian Springs. Pray that God will prepare the hearts of that. It's just a little tiny community. Prepare their hearts and draw by his hand of grace all the ones that are supposed to be there. Pray for the evangelism team that the gospel, the grace gospel given clearly and accurately, and that God might use this to bring many sons into glory. It's been just wonderful that they respond and keep inviting us to come back and come back and come back and give the gospel. So that'll be on the 30th. And then I know communion normally is the first week of every month, but this Easter is Easter Sunday, the 31st. Communion will be on the 31st. Communion, 31st, Easter Sunday. So giving the gospel evangelism team in Indian Springs on the 30th, and then we'll have our Sunday, Easter Sunday, and communion service. All right. Romans 7, verse 3 now sounds like this. So then, if while her husband is living, she fornicates with another man, she shall be named or classified as an adulteress. But if her husband has died, she is free from the law, with the result that she is not an adulteress, though she belongs to, is married to another man, here the Lord Jesus Christ. So, one, the Apostle Paul is illustrating what he taught in Romans chapter 6, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, retroactive and current positional truth, which occurs at the moment of salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. So the Apostle Paul is illustrating what he taught in Romans chapter 6, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, retroactive and current positional truth, which occurs at the very moment of salvation, the moment when you believe in Jesus Christ. Point two, through retroactive and current positional truth, the believer is identified with Christ in his death and burial and his resurrection. Through retroactive and current positional truth, the believer is identified with Christ in his death and burial, retroactive positional truth, and his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of God the Father, current positional truth. Three, so it is actually the wife, the believer, who dies or divorces the first husband, the sin nature, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. Retroactive positional truth. So it is actually the wife, the believer, who dies or divorces the first husband, the sin nature, at the moment of faith in Christ, through retroactive positional truth. Four. Am I going too fast? Going pretty fast? Okay. So, the old sin nature. Four, so the old sin nature, the first husband, the husband of the unbeliever, has not actually died. Rather, this is legitimate divorce. There's legitimate divorce in the Word of God. There's illegitimate divorce. So the sin nature, the first husband, the husband of the unbeliever, has not actually died. Rather, this is legitimate divorce. Five, while the wife, the believer, dies to the first husband, the sin nature, by divorcing him at salvation. While the wife, the believer, dies to the first husband, the sin nature, by divorcing him at salvation, the first husband, the sin nature, is not dead. He is still very much alive, living in the body of the believer. So while the wife, the believer, dies to the first husband, the sin nature, by divorcing him at salvation, the first husband, the sin nature, is not dead. He is still very much alive, living in the body of the believer. Therefore, point six, the sin nature is constantly sending temptations to the wife, the believer, trying to seduce the wife back to the first marriage. Therefore, the sin nature is constantly sending temptation. Where are these temptations come from? Well, the sin nature has lust patterns. Galatians 5:16. lust patterns. And from those lust patterns and the sin nature comes temptation after temptation after temptation. But you have a guardian of the soul, your volition. So therefore, the sin nature is constantly sending temptation. These come from the lust patterns of the sin nature to the wife, the believer, trying to seduce the wife back to the first marriage. 7. The sin nature, the first husband, will do everything possible to try to win the wife back and be the authority in her life instead of the one who should be her authority, her new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. When you believe in Christ, you have a second husband, a new husband. He is the greatest on air, honorable husband, noble husband. He is now the authority in your life. Jesus Christ is the authority in your life. And so the sin nature, the first husband, will do everything possible to try to win back, win the wife back, and be the authority in her life. Point 8. This is why the wife, the believer, must place herself under the authority of her second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why the wife, the believer, must place herself under the authority of her second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul taught this in the last chapter, Romans chapter 6. Just look for a moment back at Romans 6, verse 13. Romans 6, 13. And stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness. But put yourselves under orders to under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as weapons of righteousness to God. So Paul taught this, Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness, but put yourselves under orders to, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as weapons of righteousness, righteousness to God. So 9, that is, you as a believer must live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. That's the authority that comes down from the Lord Jesus Christ. And where is he given this? Through the mind of Christ. And that Bible you have in your laps, that's the mind of Christ. The Word of God, the mind of Christ, the voice of the Spirit. And there is the orders from the authority. We all have authority. Boy, it's the best authority. You will never, ever, ever have a greater authority than the Lord Jesus Christ, the living and true God. He is the most honorable, most noble, the of infinite virtue and honor and integrity. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is, the believer must live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and fulfill the mandate of 2 Peter 3:18. This comes from the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow up. Grow up spiritually in the grace orientation and knowledge, doctrinal orientation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, verse 7. So then, if while her husband is living, she fornicates with another man, she shall be named or classified as an adulteress. But if her husband has died, she is free from the law. That's the marriage counselor of the first marriage when you were an unbeliever. With the result that she is not an adulteress, though she belongs to and is married to another man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now verse 4. Therefore, now we get back, we get rolling with this analogy. Therefore, my brethren, this is hostia plus the vocative plural of adelphos plus the genitive singular of the personal pronoun ego. Hostia looks like this. Doesn't look like that. Whoa. Looks like that. H-long-O-S-T-E. Hostia. Hostia is used to introduce independent clauses, and it may be translated for this reason, or so, or therefore, and we'll translate it therefore. And then adelphos, literally it means brother, but it's used in a technical way by the Apostle Paul in the New Testament scriptures. A-D-E-L-P-H-O-S. Literally, it's brother. And it is used by Paul as a technical term for the royal family of God. The vocative is the vocative of address. The personal pronoun ego in the genitive case is my brethren, all believers, the entire royal family of God. Therefore, my brethren, royal family of God, ye also are become dead to the law. This is in other words, you're not only dead to that first husband's sin nature, you're also dead to the law. So ye are also are become dead to the law. This is the nominative plural of the personal pronoun su with the conjunction chi, the aorist passive indicative of thanatao, plus the dative singular of namas, with the definite article. The personal pronoun su is you in the plural, y'all, the entire royal family of God. The conjunction chi is an adjunctive chi. Adjunctive chi, and the adjunctive chi is translated also. You also. You're not only at salvation dead to the first husband, the sin nature. You're also dead to the first marriage counselor, the Mosaic law. And then we have thanatao. You have a new marriage counselor, God the Holy Spirit. T-H-A-N-A-T-O long O, thanatao. And one, thanatao literally means to put to death, to kill someone, to hand someone over to be killed. Two, thanatao was specifically used of a death sentence and its execution. Death sentence and its execution. Three, figuratively, which is how it's used here, thanatao refers to the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive positional truth at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. Four, retroactive positional truth at salvation not only divorces the believer from the first husband, the sin nature, but at the same time divorces the believer from the Mosaic law as the marriage counselor of the first marriage. So retroactive positional truth is salvation, identification with Christ in his death and burial, the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, not only divorces the believer from the first husband, the sin nature, but at the same time divorces the believer from the Mosaic law as the marriage counselor of the first marriage. We have Namas. You're familiar with this one by now. N-O-M-O-S. Literally translated law. It refers here specifically to the Mosaic law. The dative case is the dative of reference, respect. The passive voice of Thanatao, made to die with reference to the Mosaic law. Made to die, reference, respect, with reference to the Mosaic law. The a-o ending back here. See that? Omicron Omega. Omicron Omega, a-o. Now, if you only took 1 year of Greek or 2 years of Greek or 3 years of Greek, you never learned this. This is something that you didn't learn until the fourth year of Greek at Dallas. Dallas had 4 years. I didn't learn this till the fourth year of Greek, that the a-o ending was the causative ending. So the a-o ending is the causative ending of the Greek. Therefore, point five, through retroactive positional truth at salvation, the believer is caused. Believer is caused to be made to die. A-o ending of thanatao with reference to the Mosaic law. Through retroactive positional truth at salvation, the believer is caused to be made to die. A-o ending of thanatao with reference to the Mosaic law. So the corrected translation so far says, therefore, my brethren, royal family of God, you also were made to die with reference to the Mosaic law, the marriage counselor of the first marriage, by the body of Christ. And this is the prepositional phrase, dia plus the genitive singular of soma, plus the genitive singular of Christos with the definite article. Dia plus the genitive. And we've had this. Those who've been here, the faithful. Dia plus the accusative means because of, on account of. Dia plus the genitive is instrumental. It means, instrument, agency. Dia plus the genitive is correctly translated by means of, or through, or with. And then we have soma, and that's the word body. The word, Greek word body, the physical body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Christos, which literally means the anointed one. C-H-R-I-S-T-O-S. The anointed one. It's equivalent to the Greek, Hebrew word Mashiach, Messiah. So when we have in the scriptures, Jesus is the Christ, it is teaching Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one. Corrected translation, by means of the body of Christ. Therefore, my brethren, royal family of God, you also were made to die with residence to the Mosaic law, the marriage counselor of the first marriage, by means of the body of Christ. All right. One, the phrase by means of the body of Christ refers to Christ on the cross. Refers to Christ on the cross. Two, the Lord Jesus Christ is the unique person of the universe. Christos, by means of the body of Christ, the Messiah. The Messiah is the God-man, the unique person of the universe, undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. 3, the Lord Jesus Christ was always the eternal Son of God. Always the eternal. Eternally he was the eternal Son of God. Second person of the Trinity. 4, but deity can't go to a cross. Deity can't die. Therefore, the eternal Son of God had to take on true humanity in order to go to the cross and solve mankind's problem of sin. Deity can't die, and therefore the eternal Son of God had to take on true humanity in order to go to the cross and solve mankind's problem of sin. 5, this was accomplished on that very first Christmas through the incarnation and virgin birth, the greatest miracle the world will ever know. Six, it was the true humanity of Christ, the Messiah, hanging on the cross. It was the true humanity of Christ, the Messiah, hanging on the cross. 7, the human body of Christ received the judicial imputation of the sins of the whole world and the subsequent judgment of those sins. The human body of Christ received the judicial imputation of the sins of the whole world and the subsequent judgment of those sins. Turn over to 1 Peter 2:24. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. We might die to sin, nature, live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed. The human body of Christ received the judicial imputation of the sins of the world and subsequent judgment of those sins. 8, retroactive positional truth not only results in divorce from the sin nature, the first husband, but at the same time makes the believer dead to the marriage counselor of the first marriage, the Mosaic Law. Retroactive positional truth not only results in divorce from the sin nature of the first husband, but at the same time makes the believer dead to the marriage counselor of the first marriage, the Mosaic Law. Since the old sin nature and the Mosaic Law are both still alive and operating, it is obvious that death here is divorce. 9, retroactive positional truth not only divorces the believer from the sin nature of the first husband, but at the same time divorces the believer from the Mosaic Law as the marriage counselor. Retroactive positional truth not only divorces the believer from the sin nature, the first husband, but at the same time divorces the believer from the Mosaic Law as the marriage counselor. Therefore, we have a corrected translation. Therefore, my brethren, royal family of God, you also were made to die with reference to the Mosaic Law, the marriage counselor of the first marriage, by means of the body of Christ. And then, well, this verse, I might even give you a preview of what we have in corrected translation. with the result that you might belong to, be married to another of a different kind, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was raised up from the dead for the purpose that we might bear fruit for God. It just keeps getting better and better and better. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.